Well, praise God. Thank you all so much for joining. Praise God. Thank you all so much for joining. You're welcome. Come on in. You are welcome. Hello, hello. My name is Annie Okoye. I am host and founder of FrustratedToSophisticated.com. This is a virtual website, a virtual means of encouragement for women all over the world, women all over the world from different walks of life. This is a platform in which we provide encouragement to you to continue on in this journey and in your faith. And also, we provide resources so that if you do not know the Lord as your personal Savior, that you can come to know the Lord personally. There are multiple contact forms where you're able to reach out to myself, the founder, to receive prayer, to receive assistance with just a listening ear, or also to receive information on how to come to know the Lord as your personal Savior. Well, tonight is March 19th of the year 2023. I am elated to come to you tonight with another international prayer call. Tonight we will be praying and speaking to the Lord, warring in the Spirit to the Lord about various things tonight. Typically, we go down a bullet point and we go over directly what we're going to be praying about, but on this night, we will be praying under the leading and guidance of the Holy Spirit. So I will not provide you any bullet points. I just encourage you to join in this prayer. If you are joining by audio after this prayer has already been uploaded to the website, I'd encourage you to come on in and watch the Lord move miraculously in your life. Come on in. And after listening to this prayer call, I would like to encourage you to go back to the website. Fill out the contact form. Let me know what it is you desire prayer for so that we can ensure that your prayer request is entered into the very next prayer call we have. You guys, just give me 1 second. I'm going to have you all just give me 1 second to just double check. I have been looking and I haven't received any most recent prayer requests. But I'm going to ask if you will give me 1 second, and I'm going to check now. Okay. Thank you. I have checked and I see no new prayer requests. I have been receiving prayer requests from various mediums. You all know that I do have a YouTube channel. You all know that I am, you know, monitoring the website as well. The very last prayer request came in through my YouTube channel by way of just a message. So I've been able to take care of that one on our last session. But this session, we have no new prayer requests come in. So as I stated tonight, we will be praying under the unction of the Holy Spirit, that the Lord will completely have his way in this session. You all, it is imperative that we remain prayerful in everything that we do. It is imperative that we remain prayerful in everything that we do. So before we go into our prayer, I am going to read the Word of God to you, and I am going to be reading from the book of St. Luke, and I am reading from Luke, the first chapter, and the 37th verse, and it reads as follows: For with God nothing shall be impossible. For with God nothing shall be impossible. And that reading is from Luke, first chapter, 37th verse. Let us go into prayer. Hallelujah. Father, we come to you tonight thanking you for everything that you have done in our lives, Lord. Thanking you for everything that you're yet going to do, Father. We give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for everything that you have done and all that you're yet going to do, Father. We ask that your will, your divine will for our lives be done. Tonight we come to you just glorifying you, exalting you for being a most gracious Father to us, exalting you, Lord God, as creator of all things. Father, we thank you for the divine wisdom that you have bestowed upon us. We ask, Father, that you will continue to endow us with divine wisdom. Father, as we continue to grow in you spiritually, we are asking, Father, that you would move by your Holy Spirit in our lives. Continue to do great and marvelous things. Continue to do great and miraculous things as it relates to us. Father, even now, we bind and we rebuke every work of the enemy as it relates to our lives. Father, every plot, plan, and scheme the enemy has placed forth as it relates to us, Lord God, we pray, Father, that it be null and void. Father, we pray that no plans of the wicked will prosper in our lives, but rather, Lord God, everything that we pray and utter, Lord God, Father, to you, Father, that it shall come to pass in the name of Jesus. Father, tonight we pray for those who are in careers of service, Lord God. We're asking, Father, that you would continue to do great and marvelous things in their lives, Lord God. Father, we're asking that you would minister to them and through them, Lord God. We're asking that you would take them on a new level in you, Lord God. Continue to do great and marvelous things in their lives, Lord God, and also in the lives of their loved ones. Father, many who are working in professional service fields have loved ones who are at home awaiting their return. Police department workers, fire department workers, military workers have loved ones at home awaiting for their return, Lord God, because in this day and hour, things are at such a pace where there is always a threat and there is always a risk and a chance that a service member that leave out for work may not come home. But God, we thank you for surrounding our service workers, Lord God. We thank you for surrounding the police force. We thank you for surrounding the fire department. We thank you for surrounding police personnel. We thank you for surrounding all of the medical doctors, all of the nurses, Lord God, all of the nurses' assistants, Lord God. Father, we give you glory, honor, and praise, Lord God, for each and every person in the service field. Lord God, even the careers in which I have not mentioned with my lips, you already know those careers in which they work in. I'm asking, Father, that you would move by your Holy Spirit concerning them. Cover them with your divine protection as they go out, Lord God. Father, those, Lord God, who have fail to come to know you, Lord God, we're asking that you would just touch the hearts of those, Lord God, who haven't come into the know of you as of today, Lord God. We're asking that you begin to open doors and open opportunities, Lord God, for people to come to know you in a miraculous way, Lord God. Father, we're asking that you intervene in their situations. Father, you know those, Lord God, who are hurting, Lord God, from emotional distress, Lord God, who are hurting, Lord God, from a very heaviness of depression, Lord God, of anxiety, Lord God. Father, we release it at your altar today, Lord God. Father, we're praying, Lord God, that your angels, Lord God, will lift up this spirit of depression, Lord God, that your angels will lift up this spirit of anxiety, Lord God. Father, we are asking for a release of your anointing, of your power, and of your glory, and of your grace over our lives, Lord God. Continue to do great and marvelous things in our lives. Continue to do miraculous things in our lives, Lord God. Father, let us, Lord God, continue to run this journey and run this race with humility, Lord God. Father, pour out your mercy over us, Lord God. Father, we can't do it without your grace and without your mercy, Lord God. We're asking you, Lord God. Father, forgive us for times where we fall and we faint, Lord God, and we fall, Lord God, in error, Lord God. Father, forgive us for those times, Lord God, that we faint in this journey, Lord God. Give us strength, Lord God, to continue on, Lord God. For God, you constantly ministered, Lord God, that those, Lord God, who did not know you, you constantly ministered for them to repent and come to know you, Lord God. So, Father, to repent and accept you, Lord God. So, Father, today we repent of all ungodly things, Father, that we have failed to, Lord God, any temptations, Lord God, that we have fallen to. We repent even now, Lord God. God, we're asking that you would clean us, Lord God. We're asking that you would clean our hearts, our souls, our minds, Lord God. Purge our thoughts, Lord God. Father, that we may think on those things that are pure, those things that are lovely, those things that are of the word, Lord God, and not be sidetracked by the distractions of the enemy, Lord God, to wander off into things that are unclean and not of you. Father, we need you. We need you. We can't do this without you, Lord God. Father, we're asking for your help. We're asking for your grace. We're asking for your mercies, Lord God, to cover us, Lord God. We're asking for your divine humility, Lord God. Father, even now, we denounce the spirit of pride, Lord God. Father, even now, we say, Lord God, that we are humble, that we will walk in humility before you, Lord God. We say, Lord God, that we are, Lord God, in need of you, Lord God, to make it through. We can't do anything without you, Lord God. This is not a battle that we can win on our own, Lord God. This is not a race that we can win on our own. For God, truly we know that we need your strength, Lord God. And Father, you have reminded us in your word, Lord God, to be strong in the Lord. Father, give us divine strength, Lord God. Enable us to experience your divine strength, Lord God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we thank you, Lord, tonight, Father, for giving us an opportunity to enter into the courtroom, Lord God. God, that we may be able to lay our petitions at your feet and make our petitions known to you, Lord God. Father, you know those, Lord God, who are in need of you, Lord God. I lift up, Lord God, loved ones tonight, Lord God. Father, I'm asking that you would touch loved ones, Lord God. Father, as I begin to mention the names of my loved ones and as those who are listening under the sound of my voice, as they begin to mention the names of their loved ones, Father, I'm asking that you would intervene in their family matters, Lord God. I'm asking, Father, that you would move in a miraculous way in their family matters. You know what their needs are, Lord God. Father, we're trusting you tonight, Lord God, in as it relates to our family. We're trusting you for deliverance, Lord God. We're trusting you for soul salvation, Lord God. We're trusting you for peace, Lord God. We're trusting you for divine healing, Lord God. We're trusting you for financial breakthroughs, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Father, tonight I lift up my son, Raphael. I lift up Chief Okoye. I lift up my daughter, Elisha. I lift up my youngest daughter, Naomi, Lord God. I lift myself up to you, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you would meet our needs. You know our needs. You know our heart's desires, Lord God. I pray that you would move in a miraculous way as it concerns our lives, Lord God. Let no works of the enemy prosper against us, but rather, Lord God, move in a mighty, miraculous way in our lives. You know all of our needs, Lord God, whether the need be deliverance, whether the need be financial breakthrough, whether the need be divine healing, whether the need be, Lord God, protection, Lord God, whether the need be soul salvation, Lord, move by your Holy Spirit and meet the need. Lord God, I lift up my parents to you, Carolyn and Eddie McCraney, Lord. I lift them up to you, Father, that you will move miraculously even in their lives, Lord God. I thank you for divine healing, Lord God, over my mom, Lord God, as she's yet still recovering, Lord God, from this major heart surgery. Lord, I know that you are her healer, Lord God. I know that you are her healer. You are a healer of all things, Lord God. You are a healer of this body, of our minds, Lord God, of every part of us, Lord God. And you know us, Lord God, better than we know ourselves, Lord God. So, Father, tonight I ask that you would move in a miraculous way to heal my mother's mind, Lord God, to heal her body, Lord God, to restore her anew, Lord God. I lift up my siblings to you, Lord God, tonight, Lord. I lift up Eddie, Lord God, Jr. I lift up Brian Keith. I lift up Antonio DeLette. I lift up Carolyn in Eula and William, Lord God. I lift up all of my siblings to you, Lord God. You know what their personal needs are. I pray that you would meet all of their personal needs, Lord God. Father, I pray that you would break through in their lives and in their homes, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you, your divine peace may overshadow them, Lord God. Father, you know, Father, what they need most, Lord God. Father, I'm praying, Lord God, for soul salvation, for deliverance, for financial breakthroughs, Lord God, for anything that they need, Lord God. I'm praying that you would release it unto them in the name of Jesus. Father, I lift up those, Lord God, who I love dearly, Lord God, who are near and dear friends to me, Lord God. Lord God, I lift up Tori. I lift up Samika. I lift up Kim, Lord God. I lift up Sister Nami. I lift up Sister Beza, Lord God. I lift up Trisha, Lord God. Dorian, Lord God. I lift up Thomas, Lord God. I lift up so many others. Anthony, Lord God. I lift up Sister Nicole, Lord God, and so many others. Father, those that I don't even mention by name, but you know that they are near and dear my heart, to my heart, Lord. I'm asking that you would meet their every need, Lord God. I'm asking that you would move miraculously, even Ty, Lord God, move in her life, Lord God. Father, even those, Lord God, friends that I haven't spoke to in quite some time, Tori and Miss Lena, Lord God, you know their personal needs. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that you would touch their hearts, Lord God. God, I'm asking that you would touch all of my friends, Lord God. I pray, Father, that you would touch their hearts and give them a yearning desire to surrender their will to your will, Lord God, that they may come to know you, Lord God, in a more intimate relationship, Lord God, that they may accept you with their whole heart in the name of Jesus. Father, you know what's going on, Lord God, with this oil drilling over in Alaska, Lord God, the new policy that has just been ruled in place, Lord God. Father, that pose so many environmental threats, so many humanistic threats, Lord God, so many threats to the animals, Lord, in the environment. Father, you know what's going on. Father, though the bill has been passed, we're asking, Lord God, tonight, we're asking, Father, that this bill be rebutted, Lord God. We're asking, Father, that you would remove, Lord God, the authority for this bill to go through, Lord God. For God, truly, it posed such a dangerous threat to so many, Lord God. And Father, it is not worth, Lord God, what it is. The risk outweighs, Lord God, the oil in which they're trying to tap into, Lord God, which in fact will not even be available, Lord God, in a timely enough manner, Lord God, to pose such a threat to, Lord God, humankind, the environment, the animals. Lord God, is just not worth it. And so, Father, we know that as your children, Lord God, that we are supposed to pray for those who are in leadership over us. And Father, we know that President Biden has passed this this policy and this into law. But Father, we're asking that you would begin to touch his heart, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, that you would begin to move in a way, Lord God, like never before, Father, that he may have a change of heart, even of this decision that he has made, Lord God. God, give him a desire, Lord God, to rethink this, Lord God. Give him a desire to reconsider, Lord God, and call this plan to a complete halt, Lord God. Father, we need you, and we know that we can't do anything without you, but your word tells us, Lord God, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves, repent, turn from their wicked ways and pray, then will I hear from heaven and heal their land. Father, we need you, Lord God. And Father, we bring our cases to you, Father, that we may, Lord God, receive your divine intervention, because, Father, we know that we don't have the power to make these changes. We don't have the power or the authority, Lord God, to see any of these things change, Lord God. What we do have is our power in you. And, Father, under the power in your Son Jesus' name, you said, Father, that we may be able to act. Now, Father, your word tells us, Lord God, that when we ask, we must ask in faith, Lord God. So tonight we ask and we thank you in advance, Lord God. We thank you in advance for what you have done and what you're yet going to do as it relates to this bill, Lord God. We're asking, Lord God, that this bill be halted in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, we give you glory, we give you honor, and we give you praise for it being done, Lord. Father, we know that there is nothing we can do in and of ourselves. We leave it at your feet tonight, Lord God, that you may be glorified, Lord God. Father, that you may be exalted, Lord God. Yes, Lord God, we know that it's already been signed and approved. But Lord God, as we read in your word tonight in St. Luke, the first chapter and 37 verse, Lord God, your word tells us that there is nothing impossible for you, Lord God. So God, we release this. We release this policy into your hands, Father, that you will intervene like never before, moved by your Holy Spirit, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, we're asking, Father, that you would do great and marvelous things in the ministry, Lord God, of Frustrated to Sophisticated. Lord God, as young women log into the website, young men, whomever is logging into the website, Father, I'm asking, Lord God, that you will continue to give me creative ideas, Lord God, to minister to your people. Continue to enable me, Lord God, to minister your word to your people, Lord God. Father, I know that I'm nothing without you, but Lord God, with you, Father, there are so many things I can do with your strength, Lord God. So, Father, I'm asking that you would enable me to continue ministering to those all around the world by way of this website, Lord God. every page, Lord God. I'm praying, Lord God, that it be a blessing to those who view the pages, Lord God. Every Bible study posted, every video encouragement, Lord God, every inspired words of encouragement, Lord God, every words of encouragement on the platform, I'm asking, Lord God, that you would move in a miraculous way, that those who read, Lord God, the comments and the inspirational quotes and the inspirational paragraphs and the women of the month, Lord God, from the Bible, Lord God, that reading about these women, that the women who read about these women may be blessed beyond measure. Father, there's just so much I give you glory, honor, and praise for. I thank you for my life, health, and strength, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for continuously making a way, Lord God, in me and through me. Continue to use me, Lord God. I surrender myself to you that you may be glorified in everything that I do. Father, I'm fully aware that I'm nothing without you. I'm fully aware that I can't do this without you. I ask that you would continue to do great and marvelous things in my life in the name of Jesus. Father, that I might not leave this earth without fulfilling my divine purpose in which you have placed over me in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. God, I give you the glory. I give you the honor. I give you the praise. Father, tonight I lift up some of the YouTube channels, Lord God, in which I've tapped into. Lord God, I lift up Bojo Bible channel. I lift up Sister Daphne's channel, Lord God. I lift up, Lord God, many of the other channels, Lord God, that I don't quite remember by name, but I'm asking tonight, Father, that you will move by your Holy Spirit over the godly content creators, Lord God. Not those that's pretending, Lord God. Those that are pretending, Lord God, are those that have wrong motives. Lord, I'm asking, Father, that you would convict their hearts, Lord God. I'm not going to bash them or ask that you don't bless them, for God, truly your word says that you reign on the just as well as the unjust, Lord God. I'm asking that if they are claiming or professing to be Christian and not living the life, Father, I'm asking that you would convict their hearts. Lord, convict their hearts and give them a yearning desire to live this life that we talk about, Father, and not to play with you. For God, truly, the punishment is so great for those who have chose, Lord God, to make mockery of ministry and to make mockery of the kingdom of God. Father, Brazil, I lift up the country, I lift up Brazil to you. Father, you know everything that's going on in that country, Lord God. Father, I pray if there be anyone in that country that know you as their personal Savior, Lord God, I pray, Father, that you would have mercy upon their souls, Lord God. When I think of Brazil, Lord God, I'm reminded of Sodom and Gomorrah in the Bible, Lord God. And, Father, I know that you were annoyed with Moses, Lord God, as Moses spoke up for the people of Sodom and Gomorrah, because you told Moses that none of their hearts were right toward you. And Father, I'm not certain that any of the Brazilians' hearts are right toward you. But Lord, I just pray, Lord God, a humble prayer, Lord God, of your grace and your mercy over those, Lord God, who have not had an opportunity to come to know you. Lord God, I pray that you would open up their hearts, Lord God. I pray that you would allow them to submit their will to your will, that they may come to know you in a more intimate relationship, that they may accept your Son, Jesus Christ, as their personal Savior. Father, I continue to give you the glory. I continue to give you the honor. I continue to give you the praise. I thank you for endowing me with divine wisdom. Continue to minister to my heart, Lord. Continue to lead me, guide me, and direct me in everything that I do. Father, I pray that you will continue to anoint my hands at every task, Lord God, I set to accomplish, that I may accomplish it in a spirit of excellence, Lord God. And every person under the sound of my voice, Lord God, I pray the same prayer over them, Lord God. Father, if there are those who have struggled, Lord God, with the spirit of delay, Father, even now, I curse that spirit at the very root, and I command it not to grow any longer. I command it to cease its activity in the lives of your people, in the mighty name of Jesus. I pray, Father, that everyone under the sound of my voice, Lord God, may begin to experience, Lord God, your divine prosperity and your divine grace to move forward in the name of Jesus. I give you glory, Lord. I give you honor and I give you praise for everything that you have done and everything that you're yet going to do in the name of Jesus. Father, let your will continue to be done. In Jesus' name I pray. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Well, you all, that is all for tonight. I thank you so much for chiming in to Frustrated to Sophisticated International Prayer Call. It has truly been a blessing. These prayer calls are only 30 minutes, and it's just, excuse me, you taking 30 minutes of your evening to just devote that time to the Lord in prayer. The international prayer calls are on Sundays and Tuesday nights, 8:30 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Standard Time. If you haven't joined in one of the calls before, I would encourage you to go to the website, look at the international call page, and do look at the instructions there. They give you, I have placed the instructions there for you to enter the prayer call, and I've also placed a PIN number for whatever country you're calling in from for you to enter the call without any hassle. I look forward to hearing from you all. If you have any prayer requests, I encourage you to go to the website, complete the contact form with your prayer request, and I will be sure to mention your prayer request in the next prayer call. Well, until the very next time you hear my voice, I thank God for you, and I pray that the Lord will continue to watch over you, keep you, and bless you real good. Take care.